gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
New Fox News viewers, once again, hello, welcome, and to those of you from Newsbusters and across the right-wing blogosphere, we welcome you. Oh, Jim, it's always, Christmas came early.
Hooray!
I made it onto Hannity, which I was, look at this, we have enough material for all morning. I can't possibly get through all my hate mail this morning.
There's a lot of it.
It's very exciting.
And Travis and I got caught in the shrapnel.
You did. Yes, you did. I don't know. Jim never gets any blame, and normally he's the one that said it.
Yeah,
well, you blame the beaver.
In this case, it was Rocky Mountain Mike, and
yeah.
I don't even.
Thanks, Mike.
Way to go, Mike. And you know, because from so many years of headphones, oftentimes I can't really even hear the words in the songs. I can hear the bits.
Yeah.
But it was something in a Rocky Mountain Mike song, and apparently I'm a racist C-word.
Ah.
So.
Based on.
And a lot of times I start getting the hate mail, and then I'm like, what did I? What the hell? Oh, Fox News. Okay.
Yeah. Hannity dragged Brian Mulroney on to talk about you again. I think Brian Mulroney likes you.
He wants to date me and kiss me. Yeah. Hi, Brian. Okay, so.
Bark. Wrong.
Right.
There's that.
Okay. But my point is, okay, so do I make it every week? Does he have left-wing hate speech? Is that a segment?
I think it's becoming a segment.
And I star almost every week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Brian Mulroney has a chubby for you.
All right. This is awesome. All right, let's play. I haven't even seen this or heard it yet.
Okay.
We all know the left-wingers love to go on television and spew their hateful venom, but the liberal garbage that is being broadcast over the radio airwaves.
I mean, the progressive movement is built on hate. I think this makes it clear.
All right, let's go to Stephanie Miller. One of the worst things you can call somebody is what? A racist, especially somebody that is not. But this is a narrative of the left to demonize and diminish conservatives and Republicans. In this case, I'm the victim. Listen to this.
Everybody knows a turkey like Sean Hannity. Get an audience, that's why. Tiny brained viewers who just don't know that what he says just isn't right.
Good stuff. She also says we probably won't have time for it. The black guy still in the White House, NBC, everything's a dog whistle. Every conservative is racist.
Yeah, really, Sean, I mean, we don't mind poking fun at ourselves. I mean, we're okay with that. If they weren't so nasty, they might be funny.
Oh, then he says you weren't funny.
Thanks again, Sean, for the free publicity.
Most thin-skinned, whiny. Well,
have I ever on this show said every conservative is racist?
No.
I've never said that.
No.
But when there is a dog whistle, we point it out.
Absolutely.
Wowee. That was Christmas magic. You know, I think we need some Christmas music to read the beginning. I can only get through a skosh of my hate mail. We have Carl Frisch and Right Wing World waiting.
Right.
I was so excited. You know what? I opened my Right Wing World present early. I couldn't help it. My Right Wing World Christmas present. I snuck down early and opened it. Okay. Let's see. This one from, I don't know, somebody named M-Dog.
Oh, okay.
Heard your drivel on Fox. Just wanted to say you are a slimy socialist bitch.
Nice.
Okay.
That's a Hannity.
I'm just getting warmed up here.
Left-wing hate speech.
Comments from, I don't know, Jay. Stephanie, you do not have anything good to say about Sean Hannity. Keep it to yourself. Just because you have a show, you have the right to run your big mouth. Yes, that's correct, Jay.
Yes.
That's correct.
We use punctuation here.
So you're just big mouth biatch. He even spelled biatch wrong. Who can not spell biatch? He spelled it B-I-A-C-H. Oh, for God's sake, Dave. Really?
Oh, jeez. Stifle.
Barry, why are you so angry? Why are you angry liberal women always so damn ugly? P.S. You are white like Sean. Hole. I guess I'm an angry name caller, is his point. Okay. Lee writes, you are a total piece of the way you attack people.
Oh, dear.
See, Lee doesn't like people that attack people.
Right.
So
she calls them pieces of... Right.
Right.
Because attacking people was wrong.
Right. Like calling them names.
You're a effing name caller, David. You fill in the blank.
Okay, Bob, Fox News viewer.
Mm-hmm.
So right away I had a warning. I'm like,
oh, boy.
This isn't going to end well. This message is brought to you by a white Fox viewer... That's all in caps.
Of course.
I might not be a genius, but I am white. No. And I am smart enough not to listen to your dried up.
Oh, dear.
Have a good Christmas, bitch. That was sort of nice.
Stop your name calling, bitch.
Okay, can I just... Let me just take a moment, Bob, to point out one thing. As talented as my area might be, I can't actually do my radio show from that.
No.
So you wouldn't actually be able to listen to my dried up... Because that's not where the sound comes out of. But other than that, he's smart enough not to listen to my dried up... I have to say, I start setting my watches to when the first C-word email is going to be. I got to save that and read that again.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Emily, you're a big idiot in the subject line, but I have to congratulate Emily. She got into the big box. You're a big idiot. Shut your mouth, Emily.
And did she spell your...
Actually, Emily gets an A for spelling.
Oh, okay. Good for her.
Right.
It's so unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unusual for Hannity.
Got in the big box and had two thoughts. Big idiot, shut your mouth. Okay. Jim. John did not get out of the big box. Oh, I can't show that to the camera.
No, you cannot.
John did not get out of the subject line. I am just a dumb in broad. And he spelled in wrong.
Wow.
E-N? Did he spell E-N?
I-N.
Like...
No,
well, usually
C.
They spell
no
it like a turducken.
He
okay.
left out the C.
Oh.
He didn't... Everybody be nice. He's a little bit, you know...
special.
Yeah, he didn't... Well, he also... Yeah, misspelling the F word and not getting out of the subject line. That's...
Wow.
Oh, and here's the one that we will be going to the FBI. Mark Maros, somebody named Maros, Wingnut. I guess he's referring to himself, subject line.
Okay.
He says, to quote from another white, tiny-brained guy, Jimmy Hoffa Jr., there will be blood. Yours, bitch.
Oh, that's FBI
okay.
worthy.
Okay. Yes. All right.
I'll take that one.
FBI.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, good. All we have right. his email.
Excellent.
Oh, that, isn't that cute? At AOL.com. 1998 called. Wants its email back.
All right. I will sprinkle like little Christmas treats. I will sprinkle the rest of my hate mail throughout the morning because it's just that good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can't report me to the FBI. I'll kill you.
Oh,
oops.
I made it worse. Oops.
Okay. Wow.
The gifts, erase.
The gifts just keep on
emails?
Coming.
No?
And here's okay. another one.
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch. FightStrategies.com.
So inviting to me.
Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning. You know, it makes me really uncomfortable when you read my love letters to you before I come on.
I swear to God, John's, I think I'm going to frame this one. Because this is the perfect, like, not making it out of the subject line and misspelling the F word. It's just,
wow.
That is, right, Carl? That is
nothing
precious.
If not courteous.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Oh. I
don't know how to use the hate box.
Imagine what more he would have had to say had he been able to make it into the big box.
Now, unfortunately, we were having an issue with the phone, so I don't think Carl was able to hear the original Hannity sound clip.
Oh, would you like to hear it again, Carl?
Yes, please.
Let's dive into the right-wing world, shall we, and see what he's doing here. Oh, I love it when I star in right-wing world.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
We all know the left-wingers love to go on television and spew their hateful venom, but the liberal garbage that is being broadcast over the radio airwaves...
I mean, the progressive movement is built on hate. I think this makes it clear.
Right. All right, let's go to Stephanie Miller. One of the worst things you can call somebody is what? A racist, especially somebody that is not. But this is a narrative of the left to demonize and diminish conservatives and Republicans. In this case, I'm the victim. Listen to this.
Everybody knows a turkey like Sean Hannity.
She also says we probably won't have time for it. The black guy still in the White House, NBC, everything's a dog whistle, every conservative is racist.
Yeah, really, Sean, I mean, we don't mind poking fun at ourselves. I mean, we're okay with that. If they weren't so nasty, they might be funny.
Thanks for the comedy lesson, Brian Mulroney.
Wow, and this guy likes you.
Oh, he, yes.
But you know what's funny is that, you know, where did Sean Hannity get his start? Newsbusters, you start recording now.
Oh, okay. And hit play. Okay,
Sean Hannity got to start subbing in for Rush Limbaugh.
That's right.
In the 90s.
Yep.
And you know what? In the 90s, when Carol Moseley Braun, the first African-American woman senator, and frankly the only African-American senator in, I think, 20 years at the time, whenever Rush Limbaugh would talk about her, he would play the theme song to the Jeffersons, Moving On Up. Ah. Now, I guess that's not a dog whistle.
No, not at all.
No. By the way, should I point out again, I've never said every conservative is racist.
Never.
And sadly for me, I actually really like Sean Hannity personally.
Right.
As you know.
And you have a lot of conservatives in your family.
I do.
You know, some of my best friends are Sean Hannity.
All right. Let's continue. It's less interesting the parts I'm not in,
well,
but let's just slog through. Steve Doocy.
Listen, we've got a gigantic win for America to tell you about. It happened yesterday in Michigan. Michigan became the 24th state to pass right-to-work legislation. What that means is you no longer have to join a union.
You can if you want.
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. You just don't have to. You don't have to join it, which is terrific because there are a lot of people who don't want to.
Carl.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for people that don't know, you don't have to join. You get the same benefits that the union's fighting for,
right.
And you don't have to pay into it.
Isn't that nifty for the people that don't have to pay?
It's called the right to work for less state now until the voters overturn it shortly or the 2014 elections happen, whichever happens first.
Yeah. You know what? I would just, you wait right there, Governor Walker and Governor, what's his name in Michigan? Snyder. Yeah, you wait right there. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, Carl Frisch and more Right Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Party, dance everybody, make it hot in this party. Don't stop, move your body. Rock this party, dance everybody, make it hot in this party.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Carl Frisch from Both Side Strategies joins us to continue the right-wing world. Hello again, Carl.
Good morning.
Delightful to hear from you again. Charles Payne on Fox Business Channel.
Listen, we've come a long way from when this country absolutely needed unions. Workers needed representation, too. Where now unions seem to have their interests at heart before the company, before shareholders, and before even the customers. We've seen what the kind of damage it's done in the auto industry, the airline industry, trucking, more recently Twinkie. They got a little too greedy over time.
Wow.
Again, I think the best example of that would be the auto industry.
Hang on, I got this one, Carl. Okay, first of all, auto industry, an example of how they made so many concessions. That was part of how the auto industry is the success story it is.
Right.
They came together and...
Management didn't make any concessions.
Twinkie, would you like to hear Hostess? Hostess misran their company. They gave the CEO and all the top executives bonuses with the union pension funds.
That's right.
And then they went out of business and blamed the unions.
Well, they did it more than once at Hostess.
Right.
And, you know, if you look at this in the big picture, what we're seeing is a Republican Party that is hell-bent on rolling back workplace protections like the number of hours, benefits, pensions, workplace conditions.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
This is why they love all those trade bills that let us send jobs to places that don't have those things.
Right.
And how better to roll back those things if people can't collectively bargain?
Yes, thank you.
If they don't have unions. So, you know, what we're looking at is an industry that wants to push us back to a time pre-union,
mm-hmm.
pre-workers' rights. So if you're having a child right now, I can't wait to see them working in a factory.
We mean that in a theoretical sense.
No more weekends.
Okay. Yeah. We got to work weekends again. And
yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Bill O'Reilly.
There's no question that the re-election of President Obama has emboldened the committed left and angered the committed right. Both sides are spoiling for a fight. But it is the left that is driving the division right now. Right now, liberal America is more powerful than conservative America, even though there are more self-identified conservatives, according to the polls.
No.
What happened in Michigan may be just the beginning.
No. What?
This is not a tranquil country right now.
First of all, the left does not agree with the... What's going on there?
Oh, are you okay, Carl?
I'm right here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I thought it was O'Reilly throwing stuff around.
No.
Just a loofah.
Yeah, no, I mean, every poll we've seen is more and more people are identifying as Democrats in every poll than Republicans.
Well, and it's also, it's always skewed when they ask the question, are you conservative, liberal, moderate, independent? Mm-hmm. People will say conservative because they don't, you know what the words mean, and they think I'm conservative with my pocketbook. Of course I'm conservative. But when you include the word progressive in that group of words for people to choose from, it polls better than conservative. Yep. And when you add progressive and liberal together, it's a far bigger number than conservative.
So there, Neener. Okay, Rush Limbaugh.
Obama took the opportunity of an economic downturn, took advantage of his honeymoon period, first black president, the karma, the aura, the excitement of a new presidency, to basically defraud the American people.
Please explain.
Well, you know, if...
He used his tricky blackness.
Yeah.
You know, Rush has had so many honeymoons, maybe it's hard for him to recognize them anymore.
Hey!
But Barack Obama didn't get a honeymoon period, okay, folks? Within hours of him being inaugurated, you had people like Glenn Beck appearing on Fox News saying that the president was a racist with a deep-seated hatred of white people and white culture. You had people like Rush Limbaugh saying that we were told we had to bend over and grab our ankles because Barack Obama's father was black. And that's the tip of the friggin' iceberg.
Playing Barack the Magic Negro on his show.
I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg with these people. This president never got a break. And I'm not saying that the president deserves a honeymoon period or that any president deserves a honeymoon period, but they have been in full-on attack mode and divisive mode since the day he started running for president.
Yeah, exactly. And there wasn't even a pause for the election, you know, before they just continued the same stream of nonsense. Carl, by the way, a couple of awesome tweets this week. You say, is Senator Jim DeMint going to run, he's going to run the Heritage Foundation, when do we stop calling it a think tank? And DeMint's resignation from the Senate for Heritage Foundation gig is a shuffling of the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Hey,
see what you did there?
That's awesome.
See what you did there at the Tea Party.
I used a liberal bias known as grammar to create a pun.
You see what you did there. But you know what? You could give comedy lessons to Brian Mulroney.
If
you really had to. All right. Carl Frisch, awesome stuff. We will see you next week, honey.
Watch for my next AOL message.
Okay
you got it.
Love you.
Bye.
There you go. All right. We have a skosh more right wing world we didn't have time for.
Yep.
As we continue, and Representative Judy Chu to check in on where we are at the fiscal
thing.
Okay, right back in the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause. You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
I said that very line when I was playing Chico on a benefit for the Museum of Broadcasting.
Wow.
Thank you for that Jim Ward fun fact. We appreciate it. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number.
I played Chico in 19 other parts. I did.
Thank you, Jim. Okay. Thank you. All right. We have we're on the precipice of a cliff, and we have an important congressperson, but we'd like to hear more about this later. Okay. Here are the only two headlines you need to know. Poll. Obama has a mandate to raise taxes. Second headline, no budging as fiscal cliff talks appear stalled. What is hard to understand? Almost two-thirds of Americans say the election results give President Obama a mandate to raise taxes on the wealthy. And looky here, almost the same number of Americans, 64%, say Obama has a mandate to protect entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare. Hello, check, taxi, hit the lights on your way out.
It's not raising taxes on them. It's letting the old tax cuts expire.
As they were designed to do.
Two years ago.
Thank you. Representative Judy Chu of the great state of California joins us now. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Well, you know, I am just shaking my head. You must have just, I'm sure you're looking at the same polls I am. This is why the president won re-election in a landslide again, is because the vast majority of Americans agree with him exactly on these issues, right?
Exactly. In fact, it's really upside down. The people who lost the election this year are claiming the high ground to protect tax rates for the top 2% of Americans. The people who won the election are fighting to protect the tax rates for 98% of Americans.
Yep.
So,
and
really, this is not a cliff. It's a fiscal showdown.
Thank you. And Representative Chu, I thought I read this wrong this morning. I don't think John Boehner understands what compromise means. So the president slightly reduced its demand for taxes from $1.6 trillion over a decade to $1.4 trillion. Boehner responded with the exact same offer he started with, $800 billion in new revenue. I don't understand what he doesn't get about that. That's not negotiating. That's not compromise, right?
It's not a compromise. In fact, I would say that Republicans don't want taxes to go up in the middle class. Democrats don't want taxes to go up in the middle class. So why aren't we reaching an agreement? The only reason that we are not is if Republicans are too stubborn to reach a compromise.
Right. Well, in addition to that, you've probably heard this, Boehner is pressing for an increase in the Medicare eligibility age and a stingier cost of living adjustment for Social Security. I just read you the latest poll. It's the same as every poll that Americans don't want that. I mean, where do we go from here with this? I mean, it feels, as usual, just completely stalled.
Well, I believe a deal will be made. Either Republicans will join Democrats in extending the middle class tax cuts, or all of the tax cuts will expire, and we will come back on January 3rd and pass a tax cut for 98% of Americans. I mean, does anybody really believe that Republicans would vote against a tax cut for 98% of Americans?
Yeah, I agree with you. And obviously, Chris Van Hollen, your colleague, and some others are also talking about the fact, he said, I have an increasing concern the speaker's trying to string this out until January 3rd because that's when he'd be reelected as speaker. And again, this is holding the whole country hostage to your own personal power, isn't it, if that's the case?
It is, absolutely. And there is a deal to be made. We could make sure that the American people feel secure about what's going on. Now's the time to do it.
Well, Representative, so what is your take on what is going to happen now and on what time frame? Because, this changes, it seems to me, day to day. I mean, I just shake my head when I hear that Boehner came back with the exact same, offer that he made originally.
I think that he's trying to look like he's strong for Republican values, even though it goes against what the American people want. 65% of the American people agree with President Obama's tax plan, and Republicans lost miserably right in the election. Now is the time to come to a compromise, but Boehner is holding out for his own survival.
So if you had to guess today, Representative Chu, would you say we're going over the cliff?
Well, I don't want people to think that as of December 31st, we're going to fall into the ocean
right
and the world will come into an end. We could come to December 31st. Like I said, we could just let this expire. Of course, people don't pay their taxes right on January 2nd. In reality, if we come back on January 3rd and reinstate those middle-class tax cuts, then the American people don't have to suffer like they would.
Right.
They truly expect.
I agree with you. That's what I keep saying, is I don't know why we're even talking about accepting a lower tax rate on the wealthy or, raising the Medicare eligibility age or any of that. And I know that a lot of, progressive lawmakers are saying, don't go there. Don't go there with Medicare or Social Security, right?
Exactly. Raising the Medicare age doesn't give us any savings. We can improve our safety net programs. In fact, really, these are earned benefit programs. And we can improve these programs without cutting benefits. Take Medicare, for example. We should be able to negotiate drug prices so the government gets the best deal possible. We already do it for Medicaid, so why can't we do it for Medicare?
Yep, I agree with you. Representative Chu, we really appreciate your time. I know it's got to be tense, in Washington. And I apologize in advance for your holidays being ruined, probably. But thanks so much for taking time. We'll check in with you again real soon.
Thank you. you so
thanks,
much.
Thanks so much. There she goes, Representative Judy Chu. She's awesome.
She is awesome.
From our awesome state of California.
Yeah, from right here in SoCal.
All right. People, are we back on in L.A. yet?
I believe we are. Travis says I think we're back on. So.
Okay. We had a technical glitch.
Yep.
And so, unfortunately, the people in L.A. didn't get to hear my appearance on Hannity, which has led to a raft of entertaining email, which we'll be reading all morning long.
That's right.
A lot of death threats, a lot of C words already.
Yeah.
All for a jingle. You know,
courageous?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank
yes, they
you.
Called
thank
her courageous.
You. Thank you.
Hannity viewers think Stephanie is courageous.
Yes. All right. Welcome back, L.A. All right. Well, just because we'd all like to hear it again.
Okay.
Because apparently I make the left-wing hate speech segment on Hannity every week. Here it is again.
We all know the left-wingers love to go on television and spew their hateful venom, but
right.
The liberal garbage
right.
that right. is being broadcast right. over the radio airwaves.
I mean, the progressive movement is built on hate. I think this makes it clear.
All right, let's go to Stephanie Miller. One of the worst things you can call somebody is what? A racist, especially somebody that is not. But this is a narrative of the left to demonize and diminish conservatives and Republicans. In this case, I'm the victim. Listen to this.
Everybody knows the turkey.
Oh, hateful, horrible hate speech. Oh, racist, hateful.
Tiny-brained viewers who just don't know that what he says just isn't right.
She also says we probably won't have time for it. The black guy still in the White House, NBC,
right,
everything's
right.
a dog whistle. Every conservative is racist.
Yeah, really, Sean. I mean, we don't mind poking fun at ourselves.
Right.
I mean,
right.
we're
you
okay
never do.
With that. If they weren't so nasty, they might be
nasty.
Funny.
Nasty. You're nasty. Stop being so nasty.
He has the thinnest skin in
oh
the world.
Oh, my God.
No wonder... Never mind.
Let's read some more of my Christmas presents.
Okay.
Okay. Susan in Rockville was one of the first to alert me. Hannity
yep.
has a sad. Hi, Steph, Jim, and Chris. Rocky Mountain Mike finally made it onto Fox Delicious News. May I just say I'm very happy for Rocky Mountain Mike. He was very excited.
Yeah. And by the way, what percentage
of his audience
is white? I didn't
even know because I can't hear because I've been wearing headphones for too many years. I don't even hear. Didn't even hear the words to that. Like, all right. I'm like, what did I say? It's a song. I didn't say it. What? Pity poor Hannity. He has a big sad and look totes adorbs. Wahaha.
See, that's catching on.
Wahaha.
Totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs.
Hateful. Hateful left speech. Hate.
Terry.
Hate, hate, hateful.
Subject line, your racists comments.
Racists.
Move to Venezuela, crazy woman.
Venezuela?
Why are you peace-loving libs the ones who get violent?
Since when?
Nothing violent about anything in that song, really. Was there?
Nope.
I don't. Okay. Get a life and a job. Well, this is my job.
Yeah, this
See,
is
Terry,
job.
Or you wouldn't be writing to me. Seriously, I feel sorry for you. You are very ignorant. Okay. All right. Joey, why is the subject line sort of in a Nancy Kerrigan sense?
Why?
Why? Why? Why must you torture Sean Hannity with a Christmas song? He must have cried all the way to the bank to pick up his giant paycheck.
Yeah. Hateful, hate.
Trust me, he was crying about this.
Yeah.
What?
And tears coming out of that giant noggin. Must be
okay,
huge.
Joey. Stephanie, it's one thing to make fun of Sean Hannity, but to bring racial innuendo into the mix is classless. Totally classless. It's people like you who divide this country. Okay.
Well, all right.
Racial innuendo. Innuendo or archidor?
Song about Fox, subject line. Ron writes, Ms. Miller, I listened to your song and I was wondering if you are some type of liberal idiot. Well, yes.
Computer says yes.
Some type. Is it multiple choice? Are there different types? I'm clearly some type. I don't know which type. You should be ashamed of yourself for trying to be so bitchy. Oh, come on. That wasn't I? Clearly, I was succeeding, or you wouldn't be writing to me.
You don't have to try to be bitchy.
Right? Oh, my
first
God,
of all,
does it come naturally? I ate a big bowl of bitchy every morning for breakfast.
It wasn't your song.
No, I didn't even hear it.
You didn't sing it or hear it?
No. I bet the conservatives don't make songs about you.
Oh, boy.
I consider all these kind of love songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And was wondering why you liberals are so hateful. Just because, Ron.
Was there anything hateful in
God?
No.
Hannity said it was hateful, therefore it's
therefore, okay. Yeah, right. His lemmings think it's hateful.
Yes, he said that I said all races are conservative, which I never said. But, okay. God will judge all you idiots at some time or another. Good Good luck on how he judges you. Has anyone ever gone to hell for a parody song? Seriously? Do you think that's... I mean, if I'm going to... I'm not saying I'm not going to be judged, but do you think seriously that's what's going to come up?
I think God has better things to do than to send people to hell for parody songs.
Do you think, like, I'll have, like, 1 foot in heaven and I'll be like, wait a minute now, hang on a minute. Sean Hannity just sent me this parody song. Did you play this song on your show?
If you're going to hell for that, where's Dr. Demento?
Dr. Demento's in the seventh ring of hell.
No.
Weird Al Yankovic. I'm going to have to give him a leg up into my ring of hell. Wow. Okay, thanks for that. Maybe some noted theologians could call in and tell me, has anyone gone to hell for
that? Well, ask John Fugelsang tomorrow.
For a parody song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I'm a scared now. Okay. Let's take one real quick. Jones in Alabama. Very excited about my Hannity appearance. Hi, Jones. Hello, Jones.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
Hannity last night was... I was so impressed that a simple little thing, you could poke a hole in his shining armor.
That was
just so nice.
It's a thing of beauty. Thank you.
Yes, it was. And the church and state down here in the South, the church runs everything.
Yeah. Apparently God is going to send me to hell for that aforementioned parody song. I bet. You know what? I still have a little ex-Catholic girl, you know, a little scared now. Scared. 46 minutes.
He'll just send you to purgatory.
You think?
It's a Catholic made-up place.
And you'll have to hear bad parodies on a loop.
Yeah.
It's like going back to Catholic school.
What, purgatory?
Mm-hmm.
It's like taking catechism.
Been there, done that. Yeah. Survived that. 47 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. We had joy, we had fun. We had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone.
Oh, the wine's still there on the Hannity Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
That's a fine wine.
We both enjoy wine. We have that in common. 52 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number.
Nook, nook, nook.
Nook, 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 nook.
Hey, you making fun of us.
Sucks to be me. I'm going to hell for a parody song.
Yeah.
According to...
That you didn't write or perform.
No. I did not. Damn. I just thought eating meat on Friday, but now you got me. Calling Sean Hannity a turkey in a parody song that I
didn't write or
okay,
perform.
Right, yes. Yeah. Okay, this is awesome. TC in Dallas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, TC.
Hello.
Stephanie.
This morning.
What's that?
Hey, now, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Go ahead.
You're doing a beautiful show there.
Thank you.
I just want to ask you a question. Why do you waste time with Sean Hannity?
What do you mean, waste time? Because it's
talk
fun.
Talk about him. He is just such a... You know, I called his show once, and I was trying to talk to him. He started asking me about, does his mother wear combat boots or something like that. That's actually what he said.
Huh.
I mean, this guy, and people always calling him such a great American. Oh, Sean, you're a great American. If this guy is great about America... And we got a big problem.
Okay. All right. Let's read some of my other Christmas presents from Fox News viewer. Here, I actually feel bad about this. Travis got caught in the crossfire.
Uh huh.
Although they called him Dear Mr. Travis. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe they thought Bone was dirty.
Dear Mr. Travis. His last name's Bone. Okay. Dear Mr. Travis / Stephanie Miller, because we are one now. I watched Hannity and heard your disgusting little song.
Disgusting. Sick.
I am not
disgusting. Hateful. Sick.
I am not going to call you all the names you deserve. That's what liberals do. Aw, come on. It's Debbie. Debbie, come on, Debbie. Let one rip. I would be a puss, Debbie. Come on. I would really like to, but I am not going to go down to your level. All right.
What level would that be?
The deference between liberals and conservatives.
The deference?
The deference.
Oh, dear.
Oh. There's a vast deference.
There's a vast deference.
Kennedy viewers, not strong spellers.
No.
The deference
wow.
between liberals and conservatives is, quote-unquote, caps. We have manners. It's beyond words how disgusting that
disgusting.
Song was. Would you please
sick.
Grow up?
Disgusting.
Hateful.
Says,
well, that's not going to happen.
Twisted. Angry. Hateful.
No, not really.
Mm-mm.
Yep. Yep, I am a white woman, and I have the right to listen to, I had to watch or listen to whatever I want. Merry
yes.
Christmas! Oh, that's one of those aggressive Merry Christmases, like I'm a godless communist that doesn't believe in Merry Christmas.
You say it all
Merry
the time.
Merry Christmas to you too, Debbie!
Yeah, you
Merry
say it all the time.
Christmas, bitch! Stop saying those
That was my last
bad,
letter I read last hour.
Words.
Someone said Merry Christmas, bitch.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, at least it was a nice thought in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Clearly with Sean Hannity, like Debbie. I am a white woman.
Okay.
Never say you can't watch or listen to what you want to, Debbie. Merry Christmas to you, too. Okay.
Wow.
Well, Merry Christmas, you hateful, awful. Yeah, hate, hate, hate. Hate you, I hate you. Merry Christmas,
that was
you
one of my
hate
favorite
you,
ones.
You.
He actually signed off Merry Christmas, bitch.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That pay, you know.
Okay.
You'll take your Christmas
wait,
wishes where you can get them.
Wait, I got other people caught in the crossfire, too. I don't know how they got dragged into this. Let's see. This is from somebody I don't even know who. They didn't say a name. Warhol. Somebody named, I don't know, Warhol. Okay. Hmm. Miller. How is America's favorite dumbass liberal dyke? Fine, please and thank you. Thanks for asking, Warhol. Just fine. I didn't know you, Malloy, and Rhodes were on television. Well, I don't... I think
just you.
Yeah. With mugs like... Oh, he sent a Three Stooges video. With mugs like these, you clowns need to stick to radio. Keep up the good work, loser. Can I just say, Randy Rhodes and Mike Malloy, very attractive.
I think you're better looking than Bill O'Reilly.
Very attractive. No need to drag them into this.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah,
all right.
You want to know the first email I saw when I got up this morning?
Uh-huh.
Why do you have this slimy on the air? C-word.
C-word?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you're
like,
listen,
oh, God.
I called her
I'm
that,
like,
too.
Yeah, well.
But, see, it's like your mother. Like, you can say bad stuff about your mother, but no
right.
one else can.
Right.
You're like, I can call her C-word, but don't.
No, I've been informed that I am not allowed to call you the C-word.
I don't care. Okay, that was a while ago. Okay. Oh, look, it's the John and Pam show. Oh, I need to cleanse my palate a little bit. Okay.
Hateful, angry John and Pam show.
Ohio, it's the John and Pam show.
Good morning, John and Pam show.
You and your hateful jingles.
Stephanie, what in the world happened? Me and John haven't been, and I'm not letting John talk this morning. I'm so fired up. I talked to Travis this morning and already told him. Are these people fools or idiots?
By the way, let me just take a moment to say, to defend my producer, he has nothing to do with putting the C word on the air. There's nothing he can do about it.
Nope.
All right, go ahead.
Well, you know what? I want to know, do they kiss their mamas with these filthy mouths? And also, get spell check. If you're going to name, if you're going to talk filthy and dirty like they do, at least put the spell check on your stupid computer.
Please.
Please.
Thank you.
And I'm going to tell you something else. Now, they get on, they want to talk about racists and all that. Well, did they forget old fat boy out there, Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, dear. Now, with the name calling, Pam.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm old enough to be able to do that.
Okay.
And Steph, one more thing, honey.
Yes.
I'm going to be in hell before you, and I'm going to save you a place, and we'll party and party and party.
Awesome. Thank
honey,
you,
honey, I love every one of you, and John says hi, and he loves you, too, but I got him out in the kitchen.
I'm
kissing.
Glad you kissed John with that mouth. All right. Thank you, sweetheart. Love you.
Aw.
Your coat's adorbs.
They are.
Okay, 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, we're having technical difficulties. Okay.
Our computer is malfunctioning.
All right.
There it goes.
There it is.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And there it goes again.
Okay. All right. Hello.
Give me your answer.
You know what? I just want all our Fox News viewers to know that we don't normally have these kind of technical difficulties.
Hmm.
Okay.
Coincidence? Oh, there we are.
Really?
Really?
Really? Okay. You know what? You may need to shoot that computer and put it out of its misery at this point. All right. All right. 6 minutes after the hour.
Okay, there.
Thank you. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. All right, because it is a magical Christmas season, I've made Hannity's, what was it, liberal hate speech segment again?
Yep.
For a Rocky Mountain Mike jingle.
Yeah.
And he joins us now.
What?
Because he's taking a victory lap. What do you have to say for yourself, Rocky Mountain Mike? You're going to be in hell with me with your parody songs.
I had to rush to confession this morning.
That's right.
Oh, poor Mike.
Because of your hateful, Katie hates
you. Maybe that might be why you're having problems with the computer.
I think so.
Sabotage. It's right-wing
yes.
sabotage.
Yes. No, I was saying.
I just wanted to know, if they freak out this much over the Christmas song, what would they think of Frothy Santorum?
Exactly.
I know. I was like, wow, that was pretty mild for Rocky Mountain Mike. Okay. All right. Congratulations, sir. I'm very, very proud
thank
of you. Mama's very proud. I love you, Mike.
Did you get any hate mail? Did you get any hate mail, Mike?
Not yet. It's weird. I usually get trolled, but not this morning.
Wow.
Wow.
Come on, right wingers, get on it.
And you're welcome.
I feel left out.
You're welcome taking that bullet for you. See how you get on with your day when you get called the C word that many times. All right. Love you, Mike. Thanks a lot for that.
Love
thanks,
you guys.
Mike.
Appreciate it. All right. All right. Oh, speaking of holiday gifts, you know what I would give somebody for the holidays? A ticket to the Sexy Liberal Show in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, January 19th, because it's Christmas time.
All right, you sexy liberals, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are sexy liberals.
January 19th.
Time to see the show is here.
Yeah, that's all right. That's, I just wanted to get a little Christmas spirit into it. Okay. All right, let's, you know what, because Christmas did come early, let me read some more of my hate mail. What? Do you think the computer's...
We'll
it's
see.
Just going to decide whether it's...
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, somebody named Joey, ha ha, in the subject line. Good job playing the race card, idiot.
Huh?
You do realize Hannity and Juan Williams are good, extremely good friends, right?
Oh, is that some of my best friends are black?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are a dumbass, and your third-rate show sucks.
Huh. Okay.
All right, Joey.
You're a dumbass, because Hannity knows a black guy. Ha, gotcha.
Chris, what have we learned when the word wow was in the subject line?
Oh, it never ends well?
No. I used to always be hopeful. I'd be like, I thought, wow, you're...
Your show
great.
Is so awesome.
Wow.
I'm proud.
You're
wow.
You. Pretty. Wow. But it doesn't ever go that way for me.
Fun. Wow.
No, the wow subject line is never fun
no.
for me.
No.
Susan writes your song. Well, wow. Gee, Stephanie, I'm one of the small-brained people who watch Hannity, and he just played your holiday song, and I have to tell you very much how very much you disgust me.
Disgusting. Hateful. Hate. Disgust.
Yes, I am white, but then so is half of your wonderful leader, the socialist in the White House.
Your wonderful... No, he's our leader. He's our nation's
yeah.
leader.
Uh-huh.
What a loser he is, and anyone who is stupid enough will vote for him. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Further, I do not think your leader won the presidency.
Your leader, again.
No, he stole it.
He stole it. How?
Between... Oh, well, wait. This gets quite elaborate.
Through giveaways?
No.
No.
This is a new one.
Okay.
Between Soros and his faulty wink-wink voting machines.
What? It's no, they're Republican voting machines.
George
put up
Soros.
By the Help Republican...
Doesn't own anybody.
Help...
No. Help America Vote Republican Act.
It's like... You know what it is? It becomes like a right-wing conspiracy gumbo. Like,
wow.
George Soros.
George Soros.
Voting machines and everything gets kind of socialist. Okay.
No, George Soros has nothing to do with voting machines.
Jim, don't stop now. Okay, between Soros and his faulty wink-wink voting machines, and that recorded a vote for Obama even when the vote was fast cast for Romney, people voting 2, 3, 4 times, which gave Obama 108% of the vote in many swing states.
No.
Bussing in the illegal immigrants.
No.
Felons and mental patients, not to mention the votes Obama received by dead people.
Someone's been listening to Glenn Beck.
Coupled with the fact that they disenfranchised the military vote, well, how could your hero not win? And the fact that...
Do they have any proof for this?
No, just let her finish. Hey, let her finish.
Oh. Let me finish.
And the fact that he won by a small margin is further proof that the pollsters were correct predicting a large win for Romney.
Wow. You know, you're right. Dick Morris is a genius. What was I thinking?
Well, okay. I hope you and all your liberal friends and audience go bankrupt under this president. Lord knows that if anyone deserves to lose their job, it's the people who voted for that moron. Other than that, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a bankrupt New Year. Oh, thank you so much, Susan.
Let's see. What
there, there wasn't a shred of proof for any of her allegations in there.
Wow. This.
By the way, the huge financial collapse happened on George Bush's watch.
Yes.
You might want to look back in time there. And,
all right. Another one, subject line from Ross, season's greetings, bitch. Oh, this one does not. He very cleverly will avoid the FBI stack that we sent an earlier one to. Because that was an explicit death threat. Mm-hmm. This one is just a wish that I kill myself.
Oh, well.
So that's really just kind of hopeful, and it's not really, you know, actionable, which is clever. Okay, Ross says, happy holidays! Sometimes the holiday season is the saddest time for those who are lonely or without family or homely.
Oh, my God. Or, that's awesome.
Or sexuality undesirable.
Huh?
Sexuality undesirable?
Apparently, I am sexuality undesirable.
Wow. I think you meant sexually, but
yeah.
Or maybe just unknowing holes.
Adjectives, adverbs.
It's all. Who needs them?
If you suffer from any of these debilitating afflictions, don't despair. There is no hope, but there is a solution. I call it murder-suicide without the murder. Three ways to accomplish your goal. Number one, suicide. Kill yourself, then hide the gun. Number two, suicide pack.
Pack.
Packed.
Pack.
It's packed.
Packed.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Bless his heart.
You kill yourself, then
bless
your...
Bless your heart.
You kill yourself, then your partner kills him or herself. Oh, and then hides the gun. Okay, number three, death by cop. Tell a cop that your is bigger than his. This works even better if you're a woman. If you're just a man, whip it out and prove it. All of these suggestions are effective and far better than hurting someone who enjoys life, unlike your sorry ass. Merry Christmas! Okay. Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Thanks, Paul.
That was really bizarre.
Yeah.
They just get weird.
Borderline actionable.
Yeah.
No, I think a desire and maybe some helpful suggestions for killing myself.
He brought in the murder suicide thing, but then couched it in but without the murder.
All right,
so
put that in the FBI.
That goes
file.
The FBI. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
I was looking for
the FBI, bunch of liberals.
Okay, let's. You know what? I think I should cleanse my palate with an actual love letter before we go back to the latest funny fiscal clip. This from Tim. Listen. I'm still a girl. I need my self-esteem. Stephanie Magnetism from Tim. Stephanie, first let me say that I'm male, overweight, impotent, and in my 60s and live in the Florida panhandle.
Oh, wow. TMI.
Perfect. I thought it was great when we got a progressive talk radio station here. I listen to your show every day. Now the station's all sports. I was devastated until I found you on Current TV. I knew you had to be a fox. But I had no idea that you were so alluring. I've had a recurring fantasy where you and I are entwined on a huge bed in a dimly lit bedroom of your palatial Hollywood home, lying on a... Do you laugh at my potential
palatial
happiness?
Your palatial Hollywood home.
Shush. Lying on a veritable sea of rumpled, moist satin sheets. With a chilled box of vintage Chardonnay on the nightstand and a pair of enormous white dogs at your feet. We're obviously basking in the afterglow of an epic grope. Don't judge me. Look the way you're looking at me. As you narrate a seemingly endless series of fascinating nuggets gleaned from the day's political blogs. That's hot. I lovingly peel back a hank of sweaty dark hair from your alabaster neck.
A hank?
Oh. A hank?
Just a piece of hair.
A hank of hair. A hanker for a honka. A slice of slab of chunka.
Let him get through his fantasy.
Time for timer. What?
And despite the fact that my tongue muscle is sore and a quiver from overexertion, I whisper sweet Obama's in your ear. Alrighty. Okay, Steph, I've got to go now. I took a Cialis a while ago, and I'm expecting a visit from Mother Thumb and her four daughters.
Oh!
If you get my drift, I can't type left-handed. Merry Christmas, EK in Destin, Destin, Florida.
Wow. That was nicer than the other ones, certainly.
Sure.
That was awesome. Thank you. Woo!
Hannity doesn't get mail like that.
No. He does not.
He wishes he did.
Okay.
Move a hank of his hair away.
A hank of hair.
It's a hank of hair. It's a hank. Piece of hair.
Maybe he meant hunk? No?
No, a hank.
A hank.
Okay, let's...
All right.
The president with Barbara Walters talking about taxes. the president. That'd be perfect.
Taxes are going to go up one way or the other.
On the they are.
And I think the key is to make sure the taxes go up on high-end individuals like you and me, Barbara. We can afford it. It is entirely possible for us to come up with a deal, but time is running short.
Oh, no, I am very, very scared. Don't waste my taxes.
I'm very scared about the fiscal cliff.
Oh, no. Shh. Well, almost at the fiscal cliff. Okay. I've been talking about it all morning, but what more do we need to know? Almost two-thirds of Americans say the November election results give President Obama a mandate, say it with me, to raise taxes on the wealthy, according to a Bloomberg News national poll, and it echoes all the other polls we've seen.
And Marcus Bachman said, mandate?
Mandate? Super.
Okay, there go the... Did you get that, new Fox viewers?
Hi, new Fox viewers. Okay. It finds 65% say, including 45% of Republicans, say Obama campaigned, ran, and won on his pledge to hike taxes on income brackets over $250,000. Almost the same number of Americans, 64%. That's nearly 65, Jim.
Very near.
Say Obama has a mandate to protect Social Security and Medicare. And his mandate's just getting larger. You can make a brooch out of his mandate. The results give Obama a mandate on his tax proposal, but make it clear the public is deeply opposed to any entitlement reforms that may be part of any grand bargain over taxes and spending.
And again, the tax increase is just the Bush tax cuts expiring, which they were meant to do 2 years ago.
The poll also shows Obama's job approval has only increased since the fall. 53% approval rating, up from 49% in September. On the specific issue of the economy, Obama's approval rating is up 7 points from September. So that's why we will tell you how deeply ridiculous the Boehner's offer was yesterday. I don't think he gets the president gave on his. He said, okay, $1.4 trillion instead of $1.6 trillion in revenue. And Boehner said, all right, my offer is the same $800 million that I offered the last time. What do you think of that?
You shut up and do what I say. Give me another permit.
He has no power. I don't know why he thinks he can wield something he doesn't have.
Thank you. You have no power here?
Yeah.
You don't. Okay, we'll
have
back.
No power here.
You don't. All right, 19 We are so loopy. And just, you know, making Hannity last night was just the icing on the cake.
I know. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Sean. I want to love him and hug him and squeeze him. Okay. Okay, 19, I'm sorry.
Hal's added that to the
lexicon.
I'm
sorry if I hurt you, Sean.
Hateful, hateful.
Sean Hannity can't handle parody songs.
Hate speech and parody songs.
You know what? Usually you're the one who makes it uncomfortable for your meetings at these radio conventions. Now he's the one making it uncomfortable.
Awkward. 19 minutes. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to share some SodaStream with him, and that'll make everything better. 21 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's a lot of zeros.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie
Miller Show.
The
80s are back.
Yay! 25 minutes after the hour. Oh, my God. How much does Mama love her listeners?
Yeah.
Our listeners are the smartest kids in class. I can't believe we even missed this. In my last Fox hate letter, I made Hannity last night, in case you just tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
We'll play that again in a little bit.
Yes. To review, I'm going to hell for playing a parody song about Sean Hannity. Okay. So... Anyway, but so someone, and you think it belongs in the FBI stack because it still wishes for my death.
Right.
But this one, but this is a little less clear because it's actually more hopeful just that I will kill myself.
Right. Mm. But there was a murder-suicide thing in
there. Right, right. However, I can't believe we totally, and it's weird to find a logic in a Fox News viewer letter to me, but one of our very smart listeners, I don't know who, Chris, pointed out.
It was a bunch of people on Twitter.
Okay. So he offered various suggestions for... how I could kill myself, and he said three ways to accomplish your goal. Number one, suicide. Kill yourself, then hide the gun.
Right.
Huh? And we skipped right on that.
Yeah, we skipped right over that. We buried the lead there.
How do you kill yourself and then hide the gun?
No, you hide the gun first, then... Oh, that doesn't work.
Wait a minute. That doesn't work either. So right away, his plan has some kinks.
Yeah. He didn't spitball that.
Unless it's one of those dramatic movie deaths, and in my, you know, my last dying, like, I could just move the gun, like, just, you know.
Just shove it across the floor.
I would, you know what, I probably wouldn't be able to find a good hiding place.
No.
Because I'd be, you know, it'd just be a little, okay, it's under the couch. Don't look under the couch.
Under the, yeah. Oh, come on. That's the first place everybody looks.
Why would I have to hide the gun if I kill myself? I don't understand.
Because you might be arrested for throwing.
Right, no. Right.
He should have focus grouped that.
He should have spitballed that. That was a little doughy.
It was.
Kill yourself and hide the gun. Oh, that is so hilarious. Okay, and then Patsy.
Oh, listener Patsy writes, Fox News saved my life. I was in an awful accident and near death and in a coma. Someone came into my hospital room and turned on Fox News. I had to get out of bed to change the channel.
Oh, that's so heartwarming. That's wonderful. What a great story.
I can walk.
Zombie Patsy.
Zombie Patsy. Even on their deathbed, people have been known to be able to get up to change the channel from Fox. She's probably like flatlining. Doot, doot, doot. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. I've got to turn that off. Okay.
I love today.
Liberal.
I love today so much. Okay, can I have my Christmas music?
Yes.
One more Christmas gift before the break. This one from Paul. Stephanie Miller, racist/gringo.
What?
I'm a racist gringo,
all right.
Apparently. Stephanie, I heard your little jingle on a blog today. Oh, see, that's the gift that keeps on giving. I don't just get on Hannity, then I get on all the right-wing
blogs. Yeah.
People don't even watch Hannity now I've heard about this. Okay, and I wanted to comment briefly, if I may. All right, if you have to. Unions are the racist groups.
Huh?
They hire mostly whites and hardly ever allow blacks, Latinos, Indians, East Indians, or American Indians. That's a fact you can't deny. I think I can. So in conclusion, I would have to say you are the racist. It's you, the gringo, that hates blacks, Latinos, or anyone of color. Shame on you.
Clearly. It's only logical. What?
That's right.
So there are only white people in unions. That's interesting.
Yes, they don't allow anyone else. That's a fact you can't deny. Okay, right back on the Racist Gringo Show.
You're not going to kill Santa Claus because he doesn't exist.
Really, Brian? He doesn't exist.
Who else isn't real? You going to tell me that Elmo isn't real? Huh?
Stephanie Miller.
Is she not real, Brian?
34 minutes after the hour.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Mr. DUI. If you or someone you know were arrested for DUI, call Mr. DUI, criminal defense attorney Glenn S. Fleetwood, at 1-800-468-2502. Mr. DUI, where the defense never rests. 1-800-468-2502.
Thank you.
Just in time for the holidays.
Thank you. Kevin in D.C. claims he's black and he's in a union.
What? That's not legal.
What?
Yes, I'm trying to. Forgive me if I'm a little low energy because I just came off a 12-hour shift yesterday. But that statement got me off my sleep bed. That woke me up. Okay. I am African American.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And clearly, Stephanie. So
you are not just African American. You are an African American that has carried me across the ballroom.
Yes, precisely.
I saw that happen.
Stephanie's so racist that she took a gay night off and smooched the African American.
Right.
That's racist. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Well,
and I meant ballroom in the dirtiest way possible.
In front of total witnesses. So.
Right.
But the there's no. I mean. I just spoke to my head rep 2 weeks ago who's black, and I talked to the shop steward who was a black female. So what the bleep is...
What the bleep? Yes, I know. I understand.
You attract
a
very interesting group of people.
Oh, we know that.
Yes, we do.
We've been subjected to
and
that for
like to say,
years now.
Hello again, Fox viewers. Welcome. Welcome.
Glad to have you.
Wow. Oh, should we play it again?
Yes.
Just for those of you that just tuned in, I made a... I think I'd make it every week, Hannity's left-wing hate speech.
Yeah, we played something from him last week,
segment?
Too. Yeah,
uh-huh. Here it is.
We all know the left-wingers love to go on television and spew their hateful venom, but the liberal garbage that is being broadcast over the radio airwaves...
I mean, the progressive movement is built on hate. I think this makes it clear.
All right, let's go to Stephanie Miller. Huh? One of the worst things you can call somebody is what? A racist, especially somebody that is not. But this is a narrative of the left to demonize and diminish conservatives and Republicans. In this case, I'm the victim. Listen to this.
No, 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 no. The turkey like Sean Hannity. Get an audience, that's why. Tiny-brained viewers who just don't know that what he says just isn't right.
She also says we probably won't have time for it. The black guy still in the White House, NBC, everything's a dog whistle. Every conservative is racist.
Yeah, really, Sean, I mean, we don't mind poking fun at ourselves. I mean, we're okay with that. If they weren't so nasty, they might be funny.
They're not so nasty. Stop it.
Sean's so thin-skinned, he's practically translucent. You can see his spleen. He's like that Visible Man model, you know, where you can see all the internal organs.
Yes.
All right, so I get a lot of Christmas gifts that keep on coming. I literally, Chris, I would call this the most voluminous amount of hate mail I've gotten.
Yes.
You and Travis both got caught in the crossfire.
How did you escape this, Jim?
I don't know. Jim's usually responsible for everything.
But I need to make sure that your email address is on the
website. Yes, let's make sure that Jim is easily reachable.
Yeah.
It's not like I ever made any Nazi references or anything.
All right. So we've already read some of the...
You know who made Nazi references? Hitler.
Hitler.
You see.
So we have an FBI stack, which are explicit death threats and a lot of C words, right away. But a lot of misspellings.
Yeah.
The rather illogical wish that I kill myself and then hide the gun.
Yes.
That's my favorite of the morning.
This subject line, you. Again, doesn't usually end well.
No.
No. I always hope so. You are... so great, but no, that's not how it... No, Steve says, I am a person that is not a Republican or a Democrat.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. I like to listen to both sides.
I am an independent.
And I just stumbled on your show.
And I find you objectionable. Okay, I am just an independent person that votes for the right person, not the right party.
Mm-hmm.
Your song about Fox News crosses the line of decency.
Oh, good heavens.
You just don't...
Clutch the pearls.
A lot of pearl clutching. Fox viewers last night. Wow.
Couch.
You don't just resort to hate and be able to sleep with a clear conscience. Well, I have insomnia, but not because of that.
Right. That was hate.
Oh, that parody song was horrible.
Oh, the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
I am sorry for what has taken place in this nation. It seems as though if the liberally minded people don't get their way, they resort to personal assassination. First of all, we did get our way. We won the election.
Yeah.
We got our way. Landslide.
I would think that Hannity would be the loser in this situation.
Actually, he doesn't say character assassination, personal assassination, so that's accusing me of being an assassin, I suppose. Okay. It is clear to me that Obama did not win this election because of his record or achievement, but he is clearly skilled at the art of smearing anyone in his way and deceiving the country in the real agenda he is up to. No, actually, he's trying to do the exact same things he ran on and... Okay.
And,
For your own peace of mind, please allow both points of view. Are you kidding? Right-wingers go to the front of the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not trying to destroy anyone that does not hold your point of view. You see what I did? I destroyed
Sean Hannity
with a parody
him.
Song.
Just
I have destroyed him. I have crushed him. Victory is mine.
I crushed your head. I crushed your head.
Crushed your head.
No, his head is too big to be able to do that. You can't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
I crushed
There's car smashers. Oh, they are suggesting you crush his head in a car smasher. How dare you?
Dare you?
You're so
you're
hateful.
Violent.
You violent,
violent
hateful,
liberal.
Hating liberal haters.
Okay.
I hate you.
Your show and comments are just another indicator of a failing nation. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. I like the holiday wishes at the end. I really do. I think that's kind of sweet.
Well, see, they still like Merry Christmas, bitch.
Yeah.
I wish we got more of those.
Well, see, they think that we take Merry Christmas as an insult.
Right.
Being,
yeah.
You know, pagan,
but we don't.
You know.
And we say Merry Christmas back. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. And if we happen to know you're Jewish, Happy
Hanukkah.
You can tell the people, like Jim says, that say Merry Christmas like the angriest dog in the world, that it's a
Merry
political statement.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, I said it. Merry Christmas. Yeah, it's part of the Judeo-Christian tradition. Oops. No, wait.
Oh, no, it's
that'll
not.
Be Hanukkah. Oh, no!
Subject line, typical liberal.
Oh.
K writes, liberals like yourself can't show the least bit of tolerance to those who hold views different from your own. Genuine, meaningful dialogue requires mutual respect and humility. Oh, like Sean Hannity shows on a daily basis. Have some courage. Engage Sean Hannity in a dialogue without resorting to name-calling. Well, I would, Chris, but explain why I can't.
You're never booked on a show?
That's right.
Yes.
You've been banned for speaking some truths that he didn't particularly care for.
Right.
Last time I called, I'm like, yes, I would love to come on. And then somehow there was some sort of scheduling conflict of some sort. Something happened.
They found a more pliable liberal.
All right. And also, Sean Hinn, I invited him on my show.
That's right.
And he wouldn't come on. Why? Seriously? Because he's like a chick. I have to call him and write him like 25 times, assuring him I'll be nice to him.
And send him a picture of Ronald Reagan.
Like he does to all his liberal
guests.
And then he still didn't come on the last time. I wooed him, I whined him, I dined him, and he left me at the altar. Dave writes, just got my first brief tidbit of you and the content of your show. Wow!
Fun? Wow!
It never ends well.
No.
No? Never heard of you, and now I know why. Number one progressive liberal talk show? What, do you have 5 listeners?
No, we've got
quite a few more than that.
Well,
and viewers.
Well, more now, thanks to Fox News. Yeah. I know what the radical left looks like. Oh, actually, if you Google that, Dave, you'll find out I have actually the number one comedy tour and the number one
comedy album.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Just in case you want to know. Okay, I never knew what the radical left looks like in this country, but the likes of you hits a new low. I'm not looking for a debate. That would be over quickly. All right, I dare you to call anyway, Dave.
1-800-STEP-1-2.
It would be over quickly because he would give up. He would run away with his tail between his legs.
It just shocks me when I see such clueless anti-Americans and a radio show to boot. Stunning. All right. Thank you, David. I think you're stunning, too. All right. Awesome. All right. And there's a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
As the morning progresses. Okay. Joshua in Ohio. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Hi, Josh. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm calling in about the Steven Crowder assault video, the Union assault video.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that piece of fake edited trash. Everywhere you turn on the TV since yesterday, everybody, Chris Matthews, Al Sharpton, they all point out how highly edited the tape was.
Right.
But then they go, well, we don't agree with the violence. Of course, we don't agree with violence. But I found a less edited version of the video,
right,
in the strangest of places, on Hannity's show.
Yeah,
and it's on the internet. I actually have the link and everything. But if you watch it, this must have been his preliminary edit because it's still edited the exact same way. But there's about 5 seconds of footage that's not in the official one on Crowder's YouTube channel.
Interesting.
And in this one, you see the union guy get shoved down.
By Crowder?
Yes.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
And then
okay.
He's raising his hands as if he didn't do anything. Like he's trying to blame it on the guy next to him, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he has his hands up in the air, and then the camera pans around. You see the guy laying on the ground, and then he gets up and starts swinging on Crowder. Now, why would he attack Crowder if it was someone else who pushed him?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Thank you.
Interesting.
Oh, that's so weird. It's almost like, you know, angry union thug footage with palm trees in it that apparently came from the middle
winter.
Of Wisconsin in the winter.
Yeah.
Sandy in Ohio. Hello, Sandy.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Oh, listen, it's such a bitchy day. I thought I had to call and give you the real definition
okay.
of that word.
Okay.
It means being in total control of herself.
Well, there you go. All right. I will drink an extra cup of Carnation Instant Bitch this morning just in honor of all my Merry Christmas bitch letters from Fox News viewers. Mary in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mayor. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hi, Mayor.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. My grandson's home from school.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Noah. He's 9 years old.
Hi, Noah.
And we watch your show. And we want to tell you, he can't talk because he's got strep throat. But he's very, very angry that these people slander you, is the word he put it.
Aww, thank you, Noah.
You have taught him an awful lot about many things, and we appreciate it. What he doesn't understand, why do people watch your show if they don't like you?
Well, you know what? Noah is smart, wiser than his years, tell him.
Exactly. I will tell, and you know what, Steph? Seriously, I have to tape your show in order for him to come home from school so he can see it. He loves you guys. And we were just laughing here so hard at all of you. He said what you have to do as far as committing suicide.
Yes.
you shoot yourself in an area of your body where it's slow dying.
Oh, so you have time to hide the gun in your death throw. See, Noah isn't really. He understands at 9 years old that there are knobs on your television and radio, so you don't have to watch me. And and a little more logical about the whole,
And he also says he loves you, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Aw, thank you. Aww. Thank you, Noah. Okay. Thank you, Mary. All right. Love you. cute as buck teeth.
That is... Toast adorbs.
Okay. Yikes. All right. Back with the latest on the new boner offer. Ugh. Wow, it's a humdinger as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
So, who is responsible for these outrages?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
They only talk to her.
Stephanie Miller.
Because she looks like a total prostitute.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Baby got ballet.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. The awesome Tina Dupuy joins us at the top of the hour.
Yeah. Yay! And the awesomely hot.
All right. Okay. All right. We posted on our Facebook page the me on Sean Hannity.
The video from last night.
Yes. Okay. All right.
So if you'd like to check that out.
Yes. Oh, you want to do a couple other Christmas hate mail?
Sure.
Okay. Just because it is the gift that keeps on giving. As you said last break, you love today.
Yes.
Grace. Hey, Ms. Miller. Why don't you play a song about the union thugs screaming, swearing, fighting, and hurting innocent people in Michigan? Well, because there is no such video.
But
thanks
video.
For the suggestion. Okay. Americans don't want socialism. Yeah, apparently they do.
Yeah, they voted for it. Well, not really. Not socialism. It's not
your
socialism.
Version of it.
Yeah.
We are not going to have communism in America. Got it?
Well,
no. No one's ever suggested that.
No, we don't want communism.
I got it, Grace. George writes, the problem with people like you... is for you attacking white people or a soft target. Your show would never have the balls to attack other races. Oh, well, apparently you don't listen very much.
No.
Equal opportunity offender, really. Okay, I'm not certain what John Boehner doesn't get about compromise, about negotiating.
You have to do what I say.
Can you imagine him trying to buy a car? It's like...
No, I got to give you $10. And that's my final offer.
Okay, and then I'm the car salesman. I say, I'm sorry, the car is 14, but I'll give it to you for 13. And then Boehner says,
God, I'll get to pay you $1.
Thank you. That was pretty good. That was pretty close to what happened.
That's my final offer.
I love this. Boehner does not view as acceptable President Obama's reduced demand for tax revenues. You see, the president... started initially called for $1.6 trillion in revenue, but reduced it to $1.4, but by $200 billion in his latest counteroffer, to which John Boehner responded,
shut up, dirty head. Hey, you.
Duty
with
head.
His original $800 billion offer.
Ah, yes.
He just wiped the bourbon and the Cheeto dust off of it, and he just gave it back to him.
There's my new offer. I like that. I like them apples.
It's kind of like, you know, he put it behind his back, shuffled it around.
Here's my new offer.
All new.
That's something a 5-year-old would do.
It's the same offer. You just. That's what I just said no to. All right.
Just pull that out of your ass.
And I'm like, what?
So, what's your point?
Get this. The Republicans have offered a new. They've also offered a new deal. To avert the cliff demanding, Democratic sources say the Bush tax cuts for the top 2% of Americans be made permanent. What are you not paying attention to?
Oh,
well,
my God.
Here's a deal. How about this?
Huh?
What? House Speaker John Boehner unveiled the GOP position during a quote-unquote tense phone call Tuesday night with President Obama. I swear to God, he's drunk. The president probably is going, are you drunk again? Seriously.
All right, here's my offer. You can just suck it.
Wow.
My offer.
Okay, the president's carny on this thing yesterday. Here we go.
Those
magic beans are just beans, and that fairy dust is just dust. It is not serious, and the president will not sign an extension of the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest.
It's serious. It's a serious offer, a serious plan.
Here's the boner yesterday.
Well, the president and I had a deliberate call yesterday. And we spoke honestly and openly about the differences that we face.
Honestly.
And I offered
the same thing.
The same thing that I offered before, and he turned it down. So how is that compromise?
I think that I'm right in my original guess. I think that he drunk dials the president until he passes out, and then he just hands the phone to Clarence Thomas's wife. Do we say things as comedy and then it comes true on this show?
Yeah.
Am I telling? Guess who was one of the signers on this letter to Republicans? Ginny Thomas.
Please and thank you.
Wow.
She of the drunken,
right?
Allegedly drunken call.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to hear a drunken call between her and Bailey.
How you doing?
I offered a compromise, and she just spit in my face.
See, this is one of those things, Jim, that we're doing in this comedy, and I bet it's happened based on this story. John Boehner is negotiating with President Obama on a deal, obviously, right now. Conservative leaders are publicly urging Republicans in Congress to resist the pressure to compromise in any way. An open letter circulated and signed by more than 100 conservatives, warns Republicans they are entering into a period of testing. It says they have a mandate to fight for conservative principles because they maintained control of the House on election.
Thanks to gerrymandering.
Uh-huh. Among the signers, Ginny Thomas. Please and thank you. The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Let's see. Oh, Phyllis Schlafly is on there, among other people. And Foster Freeze. You remember? He's the Rick Santorum sugar daddy. Yeah. It also warns of possible primary challenges for Republicans who might consider compromise. Kind of a threatening letter, a little bit threatening, that letter. All right, we'll go back to the Foster Freeze after the top of the hour because we're running out of time. I haven't heard from the Foster Freeze in quite some time.
I hope I can find it.
Okay. All right, the boner again.
The president's calling for $1.4 trillion worth of revenue.
Right.
That cannot pass the House or the Senate.
It's not going to pass. I'm going to make sure it doesn't pass.
Which is why here is my new brand new offer that I just
here's
wrote.
My offer.
It's not new. It's not new. There are Cheeto fingers on this offer. I see it. Okay. All right. 58 minutes after the hour. Much more hate mail from Fox viewers. We have Tina Dupuy coming up and the latest on the fiscal cliff. And we're all going to go down to the Foster Freeze as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show, quoting some audibles, as they say in football. 6 minutes after the hour. Sorry, we've had a lot of C-word email to get through this morning. Hello, new Fox viewers. Hello.
Hi.
Okay. All right, we'll play the Hanley bit one more time before we go today. I made a Hanley's left-wing hate speech. I'm going to song parody hell, apparently.
You are.
Playing an awful, vicious Rocky Mountain Micah
song parody.
And I got hateful. Right. I got a lot of Merry Christmas bitch emails.
Yep.
Christmas came early this year.
Okay.
Karen writes, your team won. Why do you accuse the other side of being racist? Well, because they are sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Sometimes. Karen, P.S., you are a very mean female. Yeah, mean. Okay.
How come Hannity's black viewers haven't written in to tell you how awful you were?
Huh. Interesting. Jeremy, heard the Christmas song about Hannity. Didn't find it funny. And so untrue. I mean, almost every night there are black conservatives on his show. So much ugliness comes from the left. They blame the right for it with nothing to back that.
We back it up.
Yeah.
We back it up.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, and lots more where that came from. All right. Oh, speaking of Rocky Mountain Mike, who got me into all this trouble in the first place.
Thank you, Mike.
It's time for year-end lists, as you know. We're going to Tina Dupuy will join us with hers in just a moment. But you heard the lie of the year was named, and Mitt Romney won for Jeep moving their plant to China. Or,
yep.
You know.
What has this world come to that we have the lie of the year? All right, who wins for lie of the year? What lie is the victor?
It's the claim by the Romney campaign that Jeep was going to move its production to China at the cost of American jobs.
Lie. The 2012 lie of the year.
Just what the truth is.
A.K.A. Big Fat Lies.
It can't speak anymore.
Keep on lying, Mitt Romney. The most outlandish. Incorrect, phony, untrue statement of the entire year in politics.
Born. He was born that way. All right. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. All right, so you know what? Tina Dupuy has the 2012 Naughty or Nice list.
That's right.
She joins us now.
Editor-in-chief of the Contributor.com.
I was getting to that.
Well.
Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good, honey. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fantastic.
Would you like some festive Christmas music for your list?
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, I have to say, I love the first starting on the naughty, David Petraeus. And you say not for the affair, but for being head of the CIA and choosing a mistress who clearly cannot keep a secret. That was really...
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah, like, it's kind of like, oh, you know, this is just a sex thing and we're obsessed with sex scandals. No, I'm obsessed with people who are the head of the CIA and surround themselves with people who clearly cannot keep their mouths shut.
Who apparently has sex with the chattiest people in the world. That's good, nicely done, sir. Oh, and then secessionists made your naughty list, right?
That's right. The
yeah.
Party of Lincoln...
Right.
Now wants to leave the union.
You're like, meet the current party of Lincoln. You say, who likes playing with a loser who flips the chessboard over and stomps out of the room? Yeah, it's a little sore losery, Tina.
Yeah, basically. I mean, 25% of Republicans say that they want to secede. 25%. I mean, that's astounding. And actually, it's the same as last year before Obama won a second term.
And I wonder... I wonder, Tina, if they're polling those people as they're coming out of the movie theater after watching Lincoln. Just speaking of which. Yeah. All right. Senator John McCain has made the naughty list because he spearheaded a non-controversy campaign to preemptively take down the highly qualified Susan Rice. Yeah, it's amazing that he gets crankier, isn't it, every year?
Right, but he also, I mean, it was kind of just stunning that he would call her not very bright.
Right.
I thought that was kind of the low mark for him. And also I think this whole campaign is incredibly cynical, to go on television and go, look, John Kerry's awesome. We love John Kerry.
Yes.
And, you know, all of a sudden he's the best thing that's ever happened to the phrase Secretary of State, because that's what McCain wants to have that
Susan
seat
Collins
open.
And, yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, it's exactly this whole campaign is really creepy and disturbing.
And it's interesting he would go on television and say that a woman isn't very bright, knowing how many people silently in their living rooms are mouthing, you picked Sarah Palin.
Right. Can I just say that Stephen Colbert, Stephanie, called her Honey Boo Boo, Sarah Palin.
Yes.
And I'm so jealous. I've been all week, I'm like, why didn't I think of that?
Damn it.
Why wasn't that mine? It was just, it was there out in the ethos, and I just could have plucked that out, but I didn't.
Honey Boo Boo, you betcha.
And here's a creative one that made the naughty list is tramplers. Whether it's Black Friday stampedes or sign up for a private school, it looked like the running of the bulls. Yeah, what's with the tramplers?
I don't know. Helicopters doing a Black Hawk down. Helicopter parents doing a Black Hawk down. I have no idea what's wrong with these people, but they like to step on other people.
Yes,
in
no
crowds.
Trampling. No trampling.
Right.
All right. John Boehner.
Yeah.
John Boehner made the list. You say the 112th Congress, the worst in the history of the concept of worst. Under his leadership, the House has done nothing but rename post offices, have approval ratings on par with Ringworm, and go on TV opining how the president isn't trying to get along with them. Yeah, it really is fairly stunning.
Yeah, no, I said that, you know, under the entry Pyrrhic victory, you should have John Boehner's picture. You know, he's basically like, he's gone out there and done just the worst job imaginable in order to, for Obama not to win. Well, that clearly isn't working. So maybe he should try something else. But I think that he, you know, as we are talking right now, he's having a press conference talking about how his compromise is that he wants the Bush tax cuts to be permanent for,
right,
for it, the top 2%.
Right. The one thing that the president has run on and won on and said he will not compromise. So you can,
right,
see how right there.
Exactly. The least popular piece of policy in the entire country is what he is part of putting in there as part of his compromise.
Right. And Tina, as we've been talking about all morning, he followed up his original, you know, $800 billion in revenue offer with $800 billion in revenue, so you can see how it's moved.
Yeah, no, he's a brilliant strategist.
My position has evolved.
Yes, you're right. Okay, the nice list, Candy Crowley, which I love that she gets accused of liberal bias for fact checking.
Right.
A presidential debate. You say fact checking a presidential debate live in front of 40 million Americans takes two things: courage and being correct.
Could you imagine if she wasn't right?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Over. Yeah. That would have been awful.
Right.
Right, because I mean, I was in the filing room when I was at, you know, at Hofstra, and we were all sitting there going, "Oh man, we hope that she's actually correct."
Yeah,
because it is. It's in the transcript. It, you know, he said it, there's video, there's a transcript. It's right there. He said that word. I mean, to hinge this whole takedown on that word was kind of ridiculous, since that's, you know, the word is there. It's easily, you know, you can just do a search for it. Done.
Right.
And yeah, she is correct. But yeah, that was awesome that she had the courage to actually go and do that.
Yeah, that was that led to much right wing gnashing of teeth and outrage. That fact checking live, that's bad form.
Right.
Right.
Boo.
And then, boo. And also, of course, you put Nate Silver on here for putting the sexy back in statistics. You're absolutely.
Oh, gosh. I love him so much.
I know. Well, that turned out to be the difference in the left and right in this election, right, Tina? Is the people that made them feel better, Dick Morris, completely
right,
wrong on everything. The
right
people that made us feel better,
Romney's
completely right.
Win a landslide. Take that to the bank.
Exactly.
I was on Elliot Spitzer's show with a dude who was like, not only is Romney going to win, he's going to win all four of his home states. And I was like, wow, you have absolutely
wow
no credibility.
Did he also mean California, where he has a house in La Jolla?
Wow.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's precious.
God.
That's so sweet. Oh, my goodness.
Bless his heart.
Oh, bless his heart. All right. Tina, great stuff at contributor.com. Go read her whole list there. Always fabulous stuff. Thanks so much, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Stephanie.
All right. You too, honey. There she goes.
Thanks, Tina.
Tina Dupuis.
Yay.
All right. So we were saying this is the Republicans not budging on taxes, Democrats resisting steps like raising the eligibility age for Medicare, although, again, once again, numbers, Jim, a little different.
Mm-hmm.
65% of the American people agree with the president and Democrats on both those issues. Okay. So John Boehner said Wednesday that
serious differences remain
between him and the president after exchange of offers. Yeah, I know. Where could those serious differences be coming from?
He disagrees with my new offer, which is the same as my old offer. It's a serious disagreement. Differences.
The president started I'll just review for you.
Sure.
The president started $1.6 trillion in new revenue.
Flabbergasted.
He made a new offer of $1.4 trillion. That, right. He remained flabbergasted even by the new offer.
Right.
So he responded with an offer he just gave the White House more than a week ago that offered $800 billion.
He wouldn't accept it.
See what he did there? See how he
flabbergasted
that the president didn't accept that. Also pressing for an increase in Medicare eligibility age and a cost of living adjustment for Social Security. Nancy Pelosi talking about that yesterday. Nancy Pelosi, Democratic leader. Here she is.
Raising the retirement age, it does not get you that much money. So you're doing a bad thing when it comes to seniors, and you're not achieving your goal. So we're saying, does it work? Is it fair? Or is it just a trophy that the Republicans want to take home, whether or not it achieves, contributes to reducing the deficit and creating jobs?
She said, don't go there. she said, don't go there. You know, and made the very points that she just that she just made right there. Oh, we were talking about the threatening letter. That he, that could be why Boner's scared. Because she got a letter from a Foster Freeze, among other people. Who? Oh, Jenny Thomas.
Please and thank you.
Exactly. Clarence Thomas's wife. And we were just saying, it's been such... He was Rick Santorum's, Frothy Santorum's sugar daddy.
This weekend, we Foster Freeze invites you and the kids to come out to Frothy Freeze and have a nice frothy burger or frothy chili dog. Ooh. And for dessert, top it off with a frothy blizzard or a frothy sundae with nuts. After dinner, stop by next door for frothy paintball. We'll see you this weekend at Frothy Freeze.
Frothy freeze, frothy freeze, frothy freeze. Let's all go to the frothy freeze and get a frothy treat. Yay!
Yay! Be sure to wear your brown sweater vest.
Yeah. Oh, Jim Louise. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. All right, we're talking about the fiscal cliff. Our friend Chris Van Hollen, who we just had on, I think, last week, said, I do have increasing concern the speaker is trying to string this out until January 3rd, because that's when he would be reelected as speaker. I think he's nervous if he can't get a majority of his House Republican members to support a reasonable agreement that could put his speakership election into jeopardy.
Yep.
We were just talking to Congresswoman Hsu this morning. I mean, that's your personal power over the, obviously, out of, over the good of the country. I mean, it's, you know.
I'm flabbergasted that you'd accuse me of that. Well, that's obviously true, but I'm flabbergasted.
He's flabbergasted by air.
Yes, by lint.
Okay. He's flabbergasted the sun comes up every day.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh.
Look at that! I'm flabbergasted.
Okay.
But he's always slipping off a bender, so he never sees the sunrise.
So, Democrats holding strong.
All right, give it the crack at noon.
Got to give it to them. Holding strong on Medicare, Social Security. Joe Crowley said, quite frankly, Social Security's off the table. Aw, Mitch McConnell made a joke.
The president and his allies have taken so many things off the table, the only thing left is the varnish.
Hey.
I'm just
that killed in the terrarium.
Yeah.
Okay. all right. And meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, she was, she's being sweet. She said, you know, she understands it's tough. Being, it's hard
it's
being
hard.
Speaker. Nancy Pelosi.
That's what we all take the job to do, to risk it for something, not to just sit in the office. It's tough, but you have to do it. So is the point that you don't want to put your members on the spot? Figure it out. We did. Figure it out.
I'm looking at that same advice from a chick.
It reminded us of our favorite Maria Bamford bit about breakups. My friend Trish and I start every phone conversation like this. We go, oh, it's tough. It's hard. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Our favorite Maria Bamford bit. Perfect for the holidays.
It's hard during the holidays being single. Everyone walking around town in a two-headed snuggie. And I can't listen to love songs. Love songs on the coast with Delilah. Where are you calling from tonight? What are your requests and dedications? What's your name? Happy holidays. Where are you calling from? Hi, Amy, calling in from Tustin, Arizona. What's going on with you tonight, Amy? So you and Matt broke up. That's hard. That's tough. What do you want to say to Matt tonight? We'll play that for you. That's Penny Lover by Lionel Richie.
Maria Bamford just sounds normal when she's playing a character.
Yeah.
Normally she's got this really high, squeaky voice. But when she's playing a DJ, that's when she sounds like she has a normal voice.
Oh. It was her jungle sympathy.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. It's hard.
It's hard.
We know. Because that's probably what Boehner sounds like on the phone. Hello, White House. It's the president.
Good God. He's stepping my tail.
Which is ironic because he looks like Jack Haley and not Well, you know,
he looks orange. Like someone stepped on his tail. Exactly.
You know, Jack Haley was the Tin Man.
Yeah. Oh. Steve in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi.
Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I hate to tell Sean Hannity, but he is racist, and so
I've never actually said that.
I say it because he is.
Oh. Well, I didn't say it was a song parody that was talking
about.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, we'll play it. We'll play it again next. Mm-hmm. But that's what he always does with everybody. It's not just me. He creates a straw man. He says things that liberals never said.
Right.
He literally said, I said every conservative is racist. I challenge you to produce that tape, Sean. But anyway.
Never said that.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Stephanie in Illinois. Hi, Steph. Hi, Steph. Oh, Stephanie in Illinois. Hello. Yes. Hi.
That caller who said the unions are racist.
Yes.
Well, first of all, the last time I talked to you, I kind of hung up. I didn't hang up on you. My two cats, Thelma and Louise, started attacking my feet. They got a foot fetish.
Thelma and Louise.
Your cats, Thelma and Louise, attacked. Okay. The Fox News.
Don't let them drive the car.
Do not let them. They will take us right over the fiscal cliff.
Yeah, but the lady with the unions, my brothers are electricians, and I know a lot of people who are carpenters, electricians, and such. The unions will let anybody in. They're not racist. It's the private sector racist companies that won't hire the minorities once they get in the union. They won't give them the jobs. So
that's
the unions.
That's a Fox News viewer, by the way.
Yeah.
He said unions will not hire people of other races. That's a fact. You can't deny.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
And then our next caller was an African American.
Well, look out. It's someone Louise.
Yeah.
Okay, 29 minutes to the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello, Santa. Now, we've got a slight problem here because I have been rather naughty.
Out where the river runs.
34 minutes after the hour. Stephanie Miller Show, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Queen Bee in Tennessee. Chris, it's for you.
Hi, Queen Bee.
Hi, Queen Bee.
Hi. Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Hi, Queen Bee. Go ahead.
Okay. Stephanie, honey, you would not believe what I've been subjected to waiting to get this call.
Uh-oh.
I got that other thing that I'm going to have Chris to give me some, I don't know, nurse me back to health.
I'll nurse you back to health anytime, Queen Bee.
What is happening here? Go ahead, Queen Bee.
Okay. I would just like to apologize to all the disabled people all over the world, really, for the two senators that we have here from Tennessee, Corker and Alexander, for voting down that disability treaty, whatever it's called.
Right.
But someone needs to apologize for them, so please let me do that.
Yeah, well, and done and done. And guess what we're giving you back in return? We're giving you a $100 ProFlowers gift code.
What?
Cool.
Just for
really?
Being, yes, you hold on now. Travis, get her information.
Wow.
For the perfect holiday gift this season, go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the little microphone and type in the code. Stephanie, Queen Bee got a $100
ProFlowers.
Fun. Wow. Right? Exactly. All right, so I was saying before the break, I think it's good Democrats are standing, for once, we're standing together.
Yes, yes.
We have the president's back on that. We're going to stare down the GOP over the debt limit.
Flabbergasted.
Yeah, exactly. They did an analysis, talking points, memo. What about rank and file Democrats? If the GOP is serious about replaying the debt crisis limit next year, would they unite behind Obama? If House Republicans pass debt ceiling legislation, which include billions or trillions of dollars in cuts to social programs next year, and then leave town before the deadline, will they really call Boehner's bluff? Early signs suggest they will. Hooray! I don't think the country will stand for it. I think Democrats will make clear you cannot threaten the economy of the United States for your political purposes. Mm-hmm. And our friend Chris Van Hollen, Peter Welch is circulating a letter among Democrats that basically, you know, says the same thing. We fully support your view that Congress should not play this game, meaning with the debt ceiling. A growing number of Republicans are encouraging party leaders to put the current fight over taxes behind them, give Obama what he's asking for, and then force Democrats to agree to Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid cuts in exchange for raising the debt limit. No.
Newt says
no. No. We're not. I think that's absolutely right. We're not doing that again. We are not, you know, that is nothing we have ever, as the president said, negotiated with in the history of our country. And I'm glad they're finally standing behind the president.
Gabber Flossen.
Exactly. Representative Trent Franks talking about the boner.
I think the speaker is at a profound disadvantage in the negotiations as it is.
Why?
Simply because he's got a recalcitrant Senate and a president that simply is out of touch with reality.
See what he did there? It's the president that's out of touch with reality.
Right.
Yeah.
And the democratically controlled Senate is recalcitrant.
Yes. The latest poll echoes all of the previous polls. 65% of Americans back the president, says he has a mandate to raise taxes on the wealthy, say he has a mandate to protect Social Security and Medicare.
Here's what they think.
Yeah. And Trent Franks thinks the president is out of touch.
The deeply odd senator from Kentucky with the tribble on his head. Rand Paul.
Why would we ever even consider, as Republicans, thinking about raising taxes? I tell them, come to me after you've gotten rid of all the spending. Come to me when you've gotten rid of the $3 million you spent last year to watch monkeys on methamphetamine.
Huh?
Excuse me, I meant to say, what? What
is he talking about, the thing on his head? Is it the monkeys on methamphetamine?
That's what that looks like. All right. Let's go to Lawrence in Boston. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lawrence.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. While I was on hold, they had Bill Handel on the law on, so I got a little discombobulated.
Oh, so I apologize for that.
I'm the official observer of the media who's not in the media of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you some things about Brian Mulroney. He is a failed right-wing talk show host in Boston.
Yes.
We had two full-time 50,000-watt radio stations broadcasting nothing but right-wing talk. He never got a weekend gig. He never got a sit-in while somebody else was on vacation. And he's deeply, deeply frustrated. So when he sees successful people like you on national media, he goes ballistic.
Yes. Yes, Brian Mulroney, who no longer has a radio show, goes on Sean Hannity's show almost weekly to talk about what a failure I am.
Right.
As a radio show host. So, yes, thank you for that fun fact.
Hilarious.
All right. This is what everybody's talking about. We will review our favorite hate mail of the day, which it has been voluminous. So,
yeah.
This was last night on Hannity with...
We all know the left-wingers love to go on television and spew their hateful venom, but the liberal garbage that is being broadcast over the radio airwaves.
I mean, the progressive movement is built on hate. I think this makes it clear.
All right, let's go to Stephanie Miller. One of the worst things you can call somebody is what? A racist, especially somebody that is not. But this is a narrative of the left to demonize and diminish conservatives and Republicans. In this case, I'm the victim. Listen to this.
Everybody knows a turkey like Sean Hannity.
She also says we probably won't have time for it. The black guy still in the White House, NBC, everything's a dog whistle. Mm. Every conservative is racist.
Yeah, really, Sean. I mean, we don't mind poking fun at ourselves. I mean, we're okay with that. If they weren't so nasty, they might be
so
funny.
Nasty. It's not fair.
So that was a Rocky Mountain Mike parody song I neither wrote or performed in.
Hateful.
And that last voice was Brian Mulroney, who's been saying that you've been a failure for the 8 years that we've been on the air.
Right, that he hasn't.
He hasn't been on the air.
And I have.
Wow. And you have,
Despite the fact that there's a zillion right-wing stations and barely let us on any.
Okay. Exactly.
All right, let's review. Do we have some Christmas music? Let's review our favorite hate letters I got. Because this was... Chris, you and I have been, you know, wading through this all morning. We had to edit for, it's hard
I know.
It's hard to pick.
I woke up to the C word this morning.
Christmas and the other one.
Yes.
I have to say these are probably our favorites. I was, you know, culling from the stack all morning. This one, just for its illogic, from Ross, season's greetings, bitch, is the subject line. However, he was the one that suggested I kill myself.
Wait a minute. He started out with season's greetings? He's propagating the war on Christmas.
Yes.
Now he's going to end up on O'Reilly.
Yep.
Okay, this just for the sheer logic of it, one of the ways to accomplish suicide, kill yourself, and then hide the gun.
Yeah.
Which
what?
Huh?
I'm just saying he didn't. I don't think he thought it
through. I suppose while you're falling to the floor, you could kick it across the room under the couch.
Right. I mean, Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Should look into the war on logic.
Just a little more to the point. From Morrow, someone named Morrow. To quote from another white, tiny-brained guy, Jimmy Hoffa Jr., there will be blood. Yours, bitch.
Oh.
So that went right into the... That goes over there in your FBI file.
Thank you.
Bob writes, this message brought to you by a white Fox viewer. I might not be genius, but I'm white, and I am smart enough not to listen to your dried-up...
C-word?
Have a good Christmas, bitch. So again, a nice Christmas wish, but also... you're listening to the wrong orifice because I don't do the radio show from that.
No. It's a little farther north where your radio show comes out of.
There's nothing. You can't hear anything. Don't worry.
There's nothing going on.
Nothing going on. Just dust. Just tumbleweeds. Barroom doors.
Yeah.
Crickets.
And dried up old eggs.
Okay. And then this guy, John, I think was our personal favorite because... A, he couldn't get out of the subject line into the big box, he misspelled the F word.
Wow.
It's dumb fraud spelled incorrectly with no C.
Mm.
So that is spectacular. I think I'm going to frame this one.
Maybe he was just thinking of that town in Austria.
Yeah. F-U-K.
All right. All right, I need to do a love letter just to cleanse my palate from all the Fox News hatler. This one, it's from John in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
About helping Bucky Beaver's self-esteem. This is Bucky the Christmas Beaver that someone sent me. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, and Bucky subbed for Jim when he has to leave early for voice jobs.
He does a great job subbing, too.
Yeah.
You better watch your back, Jim.
No Hitler references. Respectful. Listens to everything I say.
Yep.
You don't, do you, Jim?
Sorry, what?
Hey, Steph, another love letter. Would you be so kind as to snip off the white label stuck to Bucky's cute little Christmas beaver butt? Okay, let me see. I don't have scissors.
Will you be prosecuted if you remove the label?
Well, is it like a mattress? I don't know.
Look for the union label.
Oh,
you
got it.
I got it.
Okay. Ow!
You bitch. Merry Christmas, bitch. He becomes an enraged Fox News viewer. Okay. All right, let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, it looks like a bit like he unwittingly left a tiny scrap of toilet paper between his cheeks and a rush back from a break to fill in for Jim at the mic.
Yeah.
A task he is performing with grace and adding significant gravitas to your show. Clearly he is a radio trooper and simply too shy and demure to even acknowledge the embarrassment. Not that this never happens to Jim as well, but he tends to wear pants, so it goes thankfully unnoticed on camera. Mostly he wears pants.
I tend to wear pants.
Unless there's a hot actress here. Okay. Since you're an infamous animal helper superhero and renowned beaver aficionado,
sure.
I'm confident you'll rescue Bucky from this emotionally stressful predicament. I'm assured by the Christmas Beaver Protective Services that this is a painless surgical procedure and significantly increases a beaver's self-esteem.
Yeah, you try it, pal.
Thanks in advance.
Ow!
No, Bucky.
He's
Bucky,
not bleeding.
Bucky's fine.
Yeah, he went through surgery.
Everything
fine.
Good.
Yeah.
He's fine. Okay. All right. Thank you, John. That's very sweet. You're concerned for my beaver. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, the remaining... Oh, we haven't talked about Zero Dark 30 yet.
Oh, boy.
We'll do that next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Big place where dreams come true.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. I might boogie. I'm not sure I'll boogie.
Oh, come on, Jim. 50 minutes. It's the holidays. 50 minutes after the hour.
I love disco. I hear I was making a comeback.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. We say goodbye to the Senator Fold. Bye-bye. He gave his General MacArthur farewell speech in the Senate yesterday. Senator Fold did. From the Boston Globe, Senator Scott Brown.
Senator.
He used his farewell speech to foreshadow his potential return to Congress. Because you know who would be great is that John Kerry would be a great
yes,
Secretary
John
of State.
Yes, John Kerry should be Secretary. We love John Kerry. John Kerry would be a great Secretary of State. John Kerry, John Kerry, John Kerry.
We love John Kerry. John we hear he's making a comeback.
Just like disco. As I've said many times before, victory and defeat is temporary. Depending on what happens and where we all go, all of us, we may obviously meet again. All right, whatever.
We'll meet again. Don't know when.
Whatever.
Don't know when.
Pink hot pants. All right, Jim, Reince Priebus.
Reince Priebus!
Mm-hmm. We decided to bring that back. That used to be Ken Starr's.
Yeah. Ken Starr, yes.
You're a little slow on the uptake today, though.
Why?
Reince Priebus.
Reince Priebus!
Okay. That was
better.
See, I had that queued up, then you asked for something completely
right?
different.
Right.
And now for something completely
yes,
different.
Yes, no, I said Senator Fold first and then that. Okay, RNC Chairman Reince Priebus.
Reince Priebus!
Much better. Said in an interview, there's an opportunity for the RNC to take charge of the presidential debate process in upcoming elections, meaning not have so many so you can see how really horrible their candidates are. Our endeavor is to come up with some idea that helps us control that situation, meaning the situation of many of our candidates being
awful.
Oh, by the way, Mitt Romney, we were saying one lie of the year for the Chrysler moving the Jeep plant to China.
Right.
Many of the Reader's Choice, Rush Limbaugh's claim that Obamacare is the largest tax increase in the history of the world.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap.
No.
You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
All right. Oh, so we we were talking amongst ourselves yesterday about Zero Dark 30.
Mm-hmm.
This is Andrea Tantaros and Greg Gutfield on The Five.
David Edelstein brands Zero Dark 30 as morally reprehensible because I guess there's a scene with waterboarding, so shocker, just like the video that you asked, who pushed the video, they're trying to censor another movie because I guess they don't agree with it.
Like I always say, waterboarding, more like awesome boarding.
Wow.
Jimmy.
Wow.
They're not trying to censor the movie.
No.
By and pointing they were out, all pre-outraged because they thought it was going to be a love letter to Obama. And
he's not even mentioned in the movie. He's not
I
even,
mean... Yeah, and you know, Jim, you were saying you were reading a piece today, and it's what Dianne Feinstein said, too.
Yeah, they got the information.
She, John McCain, a lot of people disagree. That's not, we didn't get bin Laden because of waterboarding.
No, they got information through, you know, patients, you know, talking to people.
Right.
And,
the fact is, because then there was waterboarding, too. They're able to go, oh, well, see, we got him because of,
but
you
there,
know.
There's no link between the information you got from the waterboarding to getting bin Laden.
Right.
That was information they had had for years. That they just discovered later, according to this article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All these secrets were let out during a civilized dinner, not under torture. This is
see,
according to
you're a typical liberal. You want to feed liberals, you know, amuse-bouche. Okay. Bristol, wow, you know, these Bristol conservatives, they're funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're a funny bunch of...
Right-wing hypocrites!
Bristol Palin's failed reality show received $354,000 in taxpayer dollars.
Wow.
From Alaska.
From the state of Alaska.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. She'd be one of those...
There's fiscal conservatism right there.
47% moochers, wouldn't she?
Hmm.
I dare say she's sucking off the government teeth.
Yes.
Wow, and for a really bad reality show that got canceled after two episodes, too.
Wow.
And also, they're pointing out, for Alaska to spend money to attract a show to the state that probably would have filmed there anyway?
Yeah.
Also a little bit.
Yeah, where else are they going to film?
Yeah, it's where she, you
it's
know,
where
lives.
She lives.
Yeah, so, you know, 47%er. Taker, moocher. All right. Baba Walters. Fascinating people.
Mm-hmm.
Is coming up.
It was last night.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, forgot when. Anyway, she, among other things, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton making her third appearance.
Yep.
Bill wants Hillary to run, but she's not so sure, is what Barbara Walters.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. Right. You know who the number one most fascinating person
who?
Was?
Who?
David Petraeus.
Really?
He declined to be interviewed for the special.
Yeah, I'm guessing. You know who else? Chris Christie was on the...
Oh.
No, hey.
What? No. He was asked about his
Liberals
weight
are
problem.
Mean.
Y'all. He was asked about his weight problem. He said he's more than a little overweight, but fit enough to be in the White House. He said he was told that some people say he's too heavy to be president. He said that's ridiculous. I don't know what the basis is for that.
Well, it was Grover Cleveland.
Oh, right, you know, right. He could use the Taft bathtub.
Yes.
Right. Taft. It's got to still be there, right?
Sure.
It's a historical artifact. Walter started the discussion by telling Christy he's a little overweight. He said more than a little. Asked why. He answered, if I could figure that out, I'd fix it. You know, because we're helpers, I'm going to say, you might eat a little too.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, you look at him and Obama next to each other. There is no way Obama could get that big.
And there's no way that Christy could get that rail thing.
I mean, that body type is largely genetic. Now, you can control it through diet and exercise, but only to a certain extent.
Right.
The governor was asked about his weight during an interview with Oprah Winfrey in January and how he deals with people joking about him being fat. He said he's developed a shell about it.
Yeah, but he said it still hurts.
Yeah.
Right.
I watched that Oprah interview, and I actually felt a little bad for him.
He said he hired a personal trainer about a year ago, who I'm guessing does not put that on his resume yet. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, but that's good.
Not all of us have a pathological need to exercise like you.
Like who?
Oh, God, I've gained an ounce.
Oh, my God.
I have to go to a 20-hour spinning class.
You kind of sound like
we
that.
We all have our issues. I have mine. Governor Christie has his.
Obama could sit on the couch all day eating Cheese Whiz right out of the can. He's never
going to
look like that.
I'm
He's
just saying Chris Christie is like obviously that. To one end of the scale. Well, that's not just, he has a bad metabolism or something. I'm just saying you have to make an effort. All right.
And
the Pope has
and
a Twitter feed.
He hired
a personal trainer.
Yes. So we wish him well in his endeavors.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just saying he might want to not take a government limo, and a helicopter 7 feet to his kid's baseball game. I'm just saying. Okay, Pope Benedict is tweeting. Is that really?
Yeah, really.
Really? Everyone, Gawker says everybody immediately unfollows him because he tweets too much.
As you do.
He has a weekly Ask the Pope thing that you can ask him.
Is it in English or is it in
German?
German.
Likely.
I don't know.
Or maybe Latin.
Oh, God, really? Yeah, that's what we need more of, is Latin on Twitter.
Sure. Right, here's the way too much information.
All right.
Story, Nick Cannon, that's Mariah Carey's husband, yep. Masturbates to his wife, Mariah Carey's song Hero.
Wow.
Oh.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay. I don't.
All right.
Wow.
I'd say it's...
But whatever, we all have our things, I suppose.
That might have been, I didn't need to really know that. Okay. Spice Girls musical? Not so much. Savaged by the critics, sadly. British reviewers scathing about the girl power, the Spice Girls musical. One critic wrote, I tell you what I want, what I really, really wanted. I wanted this terrible show to stop.
Oh.
Y'all. All right, that's it.
Y'all are mean.
Y'all are mean. That's it for us today. Tomorrow, Fridays with Sexy Little John Fugelsang.
Yes, and Joy Behar.
Yay!
Wow.
We will see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.